Shalom. The title of this is Hebraic Coverings. So let us begin at the beginning, the Torah. Wear the tallit, pronounced tallit, and we notice, by the way, in Matthew 9 from the Amplified Scriptures, 9:20. And behold, a woman who had suffered from a flow of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. If it is good enough for Yahusha, it is good enough for me. He was wearing the fringes. Matthew, that was chapter 9, and we go to chapter 14, verse 34, from the Amplified Scriptures. And when they begged him to let them merrily touch the fringe of his garment, as many as touched, they were perfectly restored. The purpose of wearing the tallit is obedience to Yahweh. We wear the tallit and obey every command that proceeds from his mouth. Let us walk as Messiah walked. Yes. So, we haven't gone back to the Torah yet. I know Matthew 9 and Matthew 14. So now, let us go to the Torah. Deuteronomy 22. Deuteronomy 22:12 is just one little passage here. You must make tzitzit on the four corners of the tallit with which you cover yourself. You must make tzitzit on the four corners of the tallit with which you cover yourself. Now Deuteronomy 22 there, Numbers 15, 37, 15, 37 Numbers, and also Zephaniah or Stephen, Zephaniah 1. Verse 8, Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 8, I will punish the princes and the king's children and all such as are clothed with strange apparel. So what is the strange apparel? It's anything other than what Yahweh has established and commanded and blessed for us. Well, I did not go very far into the subject, so look at some of our other files, or for even better information, you could go to these other folks' websites here, thehouseofyahweh.org, possibly, under books and tapes, or yourarmstoisrael.org, yourarmstoisrael.org, under books and tapes, then look for the article, Why the Holy Garments, a better title would be, Why the Pure Garments, but Why the Holy Garments, and the article on hats is on pages 12 and 18. And no one has it all yet, so remember our disclaimer that no one has it all yet. So just be careful. Know what you know when searching other websites or this website. Whether the garment is a four-cornered shirt with a ribbon of blue or a tallit or scarf, we must research this statute. It must be worn and done, not just by the priesthood. Not just for the priesthood, but for all. And once again, the references in the Torah are Numbers 15, 37, and Deuteronomy 22, 12. And there are other places, like Zephaniah 1, 8, to research. So we'll stick that in our pipes and smoke it for now, and say shalom to you. Thank you very much for joining us. And read the Word. Spend more time on the Word than you do in the newspaper and other entertainment, and you'll be certainly blessed. Praise Yah.